Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Tom Manning. Again, we speak to you from high on the western rim of the Ohio Horseshoe. Well, the history books are open this afternoon. There's a few vacant pages. But between now and the next 3 hours, you can bet they will be full of Michigan, Ohio State history. I know you're all very anxious to hear about the weather report. It could be a mighty important factor in the deciding of this afternoon's ballgame. Here in Columbus, a great crowd began to converge on the state capitol early yesterday morning. It was very foggy last night. You couldn't see 100 feet in front of you. Well, the weatherman said he doubted whether there would be rain. Well, it began to rain this morning long before daybreak, and there was a downpour here in the city of Columbus throughout the morning. Ralph Geraci and his great ground crew have had the canvas on the field ever since last Wednesday afternoon. But today is the day, yes, indeed. Columbus, a king-size pressure cooker all week. It flips its lid today as the Buckeyes and the Wolverines mix it up on the gridiron. It's their 51st meeting. Never has one game in this traditional series, one of the most time-honored rivalries in football circle. It's never meant so much as the National Grid spotlight focuses smack dab on the Wolverines and the Buckeyes here at the Ohio Horseshoe. The Ohio State band, column to column, they play Art Cone, Pick It Up. Of the season, the final game, it means that we won't see this great championship Ohio State band again for about 11 months. But there they go down the field, column after column, the great tubas in the middle. This afternoon, of course, there is no sun beaming down upon them. And of course, the members of the ROTC and the armed services are now at the open end of the stadium. The cheerleaders are there, and just a few moments, we'll have the raising of the colors and our national anthem. But I see now coming out of the closed end of the stadium, the great Wolverine band of the University of Michigan.
All right, with Michigan should be coming out here in just a moment. We have the Ohio State squad there. And we have going out on the field, the representatives for Ohio State will be Dick Brubaker representing Ohio State, along with Catchy will be there for Michigan, representing Michigan, the two captains, Ohio State and Michigan.
Hey, Joe, I'll take it. Let's get some coffee.
All right, coming on now is the Dean of the Nation's Sportscasters, Tom Manning.
Michigan wins the toss. Michigan gets the first break of the afternoon. Michigan will receive. And I'd like to have Harry Snow tell me. Harry Snow of the Olmsted Hotel, what's your prediction?
I won't make a prediction today, Tom. I just want the Buckeyes to win.
And Frank Fiala of Dr. Marcus's clinic there. Frank, nice to have you up here. What is it?
I think it'll be by 2 touchdowns at least, Tom. Nice talking to you.
And here's a big surprise for a lot of our folks. Don Hare is just back in the European continent in uniform and all. Don Hare spotted for us for many years. Don, do you have a prediction not having seen either team?
Tom, it's just wonderful to be back, and I hope the Buckeyes can give me a good present for coming back.
All right, the ball is being set. Ohio State will defend the north end. The Buckeyes will have that 18 to 20 mile an hour win in the backfield for Michigan. Here it is. Baldacci at quarterback. The fullback is Bear. The left half is Klein. And the right halfback is Ed Shannon. Kicking off for Ohio State will be Dean Duggar. Well, today, Ohio State, UCLA, Oklahoma are favored to maintain their perfect record. And, of course, this would mean a mythical All-American championship for the Buckeyes of Ohio State if they can win. It would mean the Big Ten Western Conference undisputed championship and, of course, the coveted trip to the Rose Bowl. The blue chips are down, and now there's tenseness in this crowd. Duggar has run over to the sidelines. They're trying to get a new lift for setting that football up. It will be Duggar kicking off for Ohio State. The line is Duggar, Helinski, it's Williams, it's Thornton, Reichenbaugh, Mashinsky, Brubaker. In the Buck backfield, Leggett, Bobo, Cassidy, and Watkins. Everything is all set. A roar goes up from the 82,500. And running up, the ball is in the air. The game is on. And the ball goes to the Michigan 18-yard line, where it is taken there by Baldacci. He's up to the 25, hit at the 25, and out of bounds. He's knocked out by Mashinsky on the far side of the field on about the 32-yard Michigan line. So it's Michigan's ball, first and 10, on their own 32-yard line. The ball is in bounds from the far side of the field. Oh, there's a vertical million photographers down on the either side of the field. Unbalanced line to the left, and the ball goes back to the Klein around Ohio State's right side. Finds a hole there, and he's up to the 40, up to the 45, and finally got away over into Ohio State territory. It was tough to bring him down. Thornton finally caught him, but not until he got to the Ohio State 40-yard line. A first down. Seven Ohio State guys hit him before he finally got to the Ohio State 41-yard line for a first down for Michigan. First and 10 for Michigan on their own 41. That play carried from the Michigan 32 on the first play. It was a sweep. Injured on the play is Bobby Watkins, and he is still down on the far side of the field.
Well, Bobby Watkins is up now. He's walking around. He's all right, and he will return to the backfield for Ohio State. All right, Tom.
And again, it's a single wing, unbalanced line to the left. The tailback is Klein. It's back to Klein on the same play, a cutback through tackle, and he spins and rolls to the Ohio State 34-yard line before he's brought down by Hopalong Cassidy and by Duggar and Jerry Williams. The referee, Ross Dean, will set that ball on the Ohio State 34-yard line. Let's make a second down on about four for Michigan on the Buckeye 34. Single wing, unbalanced line to the left. And the ball this time goes to the upback, who is Bear, the fullback. He hits the middle, but he doesn't go very far, only about a yard or so. He's knocked down by Jerry Williams, right in the middle of the line, along with Thornton, the middle linebacker. They will set that ball. The referee is wiping it off on the Ohio State 32-yard line. So it'll be third down and about a yard and a half to go for Michigan on the Ohio State 32. Now they shift single wing to the right. Klein is deep. And the ball goes to the fullback and a full spinner through the middle. And he's in there for a first down to the Ohio State 27-yard line before he's knocked down by Leggett and by Bobo. Ohio State defensive line doesn't seem to be able to figure out just what Michigan is trying to do. It's a first down for Michigan, their second. First and 10 on the Ohio State 27. First and 10 for Michigan on the Buck 27-yard line. Michigan really hopped up. They snap out of that signal huddle. And they send a flanker this time out to the right. Baldacci, the quarterback, is in tight. Baldacci has that ball. And it's a keep. Optional play to the right. It's the keep. And the play is stopped at about the 24-yard line. Stopped in there by Bobo is on the bottom of that pile. And also Reichenbaugh and Mashinsky. Put it on the 24. Make it second down and seven for Michigan on the Ohio State 24-yard line. Those plays have been straight down the inbounds marker on the far side of the field. Ohio State now is throwing up a five-man line. Now a six, almost, now almost an eight. Looks like a 7-1-3. That's a T formation. Baldacci is in tight. Baldacci on the handoff this time to Ed Shannon. Shannon straight ahead, but nowhere. He's knocked down by Thornton, Reichenbaugh, Mashinsky. They refuse to budge an inch as Michigan gets inside the 25-yard line of Ohio State. Leave it right there on the 23-yard line. It'll be third down and six coming up for Michigan. Michigan tried to trap Ohio's guard, but after getting two first downs, the guards are a little bit low. They're being backed up by the outside linebacker, who in this case happens to be Bobo. And here's a pass play. Baldacci fading back, and he's going to throw. He does. He throws. It's completed and then fumbled. But the last man to touch that ball was a Michigan man, I believe, on about the 18-yard line. It was Bobby Watkins who belted him, hit Klein, knocked the ball out of his hand, but it went out of bounds. Therefore, the last man to touch it would be Michigan, so it'll be Michigan's ball on the Ohio State 18-yard line. It'll be fourth down, a very important play for both teams. Fourth down and about a yard to go. He still remains in his possession. Straight ahead, quarterback sneak, and they're piled up on about the 16-yard line.
It was Fred Bear, the fullback. It's a first down for Michigan on the Ohio State 16-yard line. The third first down for Michigan. They took the kickoff, read it back to the 32. Then Klein took it to the Ohio 41. The ball is on the 16-yard Ohio State line, midway between the sideline markers. Michigan, Ohio State, no score. And the clock says 9 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. They're into a T formation. Baldacci is tight. Baldacci on the option play to the right. It's the keep play. Baldacci has the ball, and he's hit on the Ohio State 11. Baldacci on the optional to the right from a T formation. He was hit by Helinski and by Williams. Well, they're going to set the ball on the Ohio State 13. Second down, 7 to go. The ball on the Ohio State 13-yard line. And they snap out of the huddle. They send a flanker this time at Shannon. About 5 yards outside Michigan's right end. And there's a pass back to Klein. Klein on a sweep. Beautiful sweep. And he is knocked down on about the Ohio State 10-yard line. It was Dan Klein on a direct pass from center. Knocked down by Williams and by Dave Leggett. They'll mark that ball very close to the Ohio State 10. Well, it's about a foot inside, but let's put it on the 10-yard line. So we'll make it third down. And about 4 yards for Michigan. Inbounds from an angle now. The inbounds marker on the far side of the field. The Wolverines ball, it's third down and 10 on the Ohio State 10-yard line. Michigan out of the huddle. Ohio State now has closed their defense, particularly so in the middle. And Michigan comes out into a T formation. Now the single wing to the right, unbalanced line to the left. It's a direct pass back to the fullback and a full spinner play. Fullback Fred Bear on a full spinner through the middle. And he's knocked down by Watkins and Mashinsky. They're going to set that ball on the Ohio State. What about the 7.5-yard line is where it is. It's fourth down and one again for Michigan. Fourth and one for Michigan on the 7.5-yard line. I'll give you that half yard because every inch will be important on this next play. Well, the Ohio State linemen now are down low with the outside and middle linebacker right in the middle. And they're going to go from a single wing, strong to the right. Tailback is Klein. The ball goes to the fullback. Eddie. Oh, the old Statue of Liberty play. It'll be a touchdown for Michigan. The old Statue of Liberty play with Klein taking that ball as the fullback took the pass from center and a sweep around Ohio State's right side into the end zone. And it's a touchdown for Michigan. That was Klein on a variation of the old Michigan Statue of Liberty play. 12 plays, Michigan went 68 yards, and they're out in front of the Buckeyes by the score of 6-0. Well, the Michigan side now are really whooping it up. Klein will hold the ball, and Ron Kramer, the left end, will attempt the conversion. The Lions are low, it could be important. There's the pass, the ball's in the air, and it is good. Michigan 7, Ohio State nothing. Michigan 7, Ohio State nothing, and of course the key play there was the first offensive play of Michigan. After they brought the kickoff back to the 32-yard line, Klein was, he had about 7 Ohio State aspiring tacklers, all missed him, and he went from the Michigan 32 to the Ohio State 41. Then it was a sustained drive down the far side of the field, finally into the end zone. Ron Kramer, the left end, he's the boy who just converted. All right, running up to the ball, toe meets leather, and it's a high kick. It goes to Watkins on the 5, right down the middle to the 10, 15, the 20, the 25, and he hurdles the tackler at the 25, and he's up to about the 30. Howard Cassidy right down the middle with beautiful blocking there, particularly by Helinski and Williams. The stop was made by Klein. The ball is exactly on the Ohio State 31-yard line. First and 10 for the Buckeyes, and so we'll see the Bucks' first offensive play of the afternoon. All right, ready to go. Ohio's ball, first and 10, their own 31. And in their calling signals will be Davey Leggett. The halfbacks, of course, are Howell and Cassidy. There's the first opening play, and it's through the middle. Leggett keeps and picks up a couple of yards. The hole was opened there by Thornton and by Williams. And they'll set that ball. The stop was made by Dick Hill, the right guard of Michigan. The ball is on the Ohio State 33. Make it second and 8. The ball is on the Ohio State 33-yard line. We're at second down and 8. Ohio State into that split tee. The halfbacks have split about 2 yards on either side. And here's the option play. And Leggett was smothered on the 32-yard line. Going through there was a Walker, a Bear, and Big Dick Hill. Michigan linemen were very alert on the play, and they stopped the play on the Ohio State 32. So make it third down and 9 for the Buckeyes. Michigan 7, Ohio State nothing. Well, early in the game here, both Duggar and Cassidy are out with injuries. Out of the huddle they come, and Howell is a flanker to Ohio's right.
Leggett is in tight. Leggett takes that ball. And it's the keep. He's going to pass. He throws. It's intercepted by Michigan on the Michigan 47. He was hit, but he got away. He's up to midfield. And he goes to his right. And he's knocked down on the Ohio State 49-yard line. The interception was by Baldacci, the safety man of Michigan. There's a flag on the play. A flag on the play. Hold everything for a moment. The infraction of the rule was against Michigan. Michigan for clipping. However, it will be Michigan's ball. Michigan's ball, they march it back to the 37-yard line. First and 10 for Michigan on the 37. 15-yard penalty against Michigan for clipping. The ball is midway between the sideline markers. As I mentioned rapidly a moment ago, Dean Duggar came out injured, and Watkins is limping. Looks as though it'll be a long time before he comes back in. All right, Michigan is out of the huddle. It's a single wing. Unbalanced line to the left, and it goes back to Klein. Klein on the sweep behind good blocking, and he was missed by a tackler at about the 40-yard line, but he steps out of bounds on the far side of the field. Jimmy Reichenbaugh pushes him out on about the Michigan 41. Gain of 4 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 6. So far, Michigan has had a lot of success on sweeping Ohio's left side. Dean Duggar and Watkins are going to the Ohio State dressing room. Now, that isn't a tough break. There's Ohio State using an 7-1-3. And there's a play right through the middle on a fake handoff and a full spinner by the quarterback, Baldacci. The ball is handed off to Ed Hickey, the right halfback. Ed Hickey is knocked down on about the Michigan 45-yard line by Leggett, Bobo, and Williams. They set that ball on the 46-yard line. A gain of 5 yards in the last play. So it'll be third down and 1 for Michigan. Ohio State's left side seems unable to cope with that single wing offense of Michigan here early in the first quarter. Michigan comes out of the huddle, and Ed Hickey, right halfback, is a flanker. And here's the fullback draw right through the middle. Handoff to Freddie Bear, 188 pounds of humanity, makes it a first down on the Michigan 48-yard line. Michigan's fourth first down. Stop was made by Thornton and by Williams. Here's another Ohio State injury. Is an Ohio State injury. This time it's Dick Kalinske. All right, Roseboro replaces Howell, defensive right halfback. And here is a fake handoff by Baldacci on an end-around play, and then a quick handoff to Ed Hickey. Ed Hickey goes through the middle, and he's knocked down by Bobo, the middle linebacker. The play is stopped on the Ohio State 48-yard line. Hold it again. So we move into second down. Second down at about 7. There's the referee's whistle again. Referee's timeout. Are you ready to go again? It's a T formation. And here's a handoff to the right halfback. And Ed Hickey, but the play is stopped. It's a fumble on the play. Hold it. There was a fumble on the play, but I believe Michigan recovered on the line of scrimmage. So we move into the third down for Michigan. Ohio State is using an 8-3 defense. Eight-man line and three men back. And here's the pass play. Baldacci fading over. Now he decides to run with the ball. And he's going to be belted out of bounds by Williams and by Roseboro and by Bobo. Knocked out of bounds on about the Ohio State 38-yard line. It'll be a first down for Michigan. Baldacci was hurt on the play. Baldacci of Michigan was belted out of bounds, but hard that time by Bobo and by Roseboro. And the Michigan trainers now are coming over. Baldacci is down. Michigan, after pulverizing the Ohio State left side, most of their plays now have been on fake handoffs and through the middle. Now single wing, Klein is the tailback. And the ball goes back to the fullback, and the fullback, the fumble! It's a fumble, and Ohio State recovers! Ohio State recovers, I'm sure, but hold it! On the 36, they do! Ohio State hits Bill Michael on the ball! Ohio State gets the first break of the afternoon. Fair! Fumbled on the Ohio State 36, it's Ohio's ball, first and 10. Well, perhaps that's the break the Buckeyes needed. Out of the huddle they come. They're into a split tee. They're asking for quiet from this great crowd of 82,000. Quick opening play, and it is through the middle, but it goes nowhere. Davey Leggett, the quarterback, on the keep. They're packed up on about the Ohio State 37, 38-yard line, and the stop is made by Big Fred Bear, the middle linebacker, and by Jim Fox, and by Jim Bates. The ball is on the Ohio State 38. It's a split tee. Leggett is in tight. Leggett takes the ball, and it's a handoff this time to Bobo, the fullback. Bobo inside his own left tackle, and he's packed up on about the 40-yard line of Ohio State. On the bottom is Ed Hickey, and the right tackle, Ron Geyer. The ball is on the Ohio State 40-yard line. We'll make it third down and six for the Buckeyes on their own 40. Michigan leads by the score of 7-0. Roseboro is a wide flanker to Ohio State's right. Leggett is in tight. Leggett takes the ball on the option. He's fading back, and he gets good protection and decides to keep that ball. There's a reverse, and he's up to the 40, the 45, and he is up to the Ohio State 48-yard line. That was a pass play, and Davey Leggett got a good block in there from Jerry Williams when he was trapped back in the 37, then spun through the middle. Beautiful blocking in there by Schwartz and by Williams, and the stop was made by Ed Hickey, but not until Leggett was up to the 48-yard line for a first down for Ohio State. There is their first down of the afternoon, and four for Michigan. First and 10 on the 48, and here's the handoff to Cassidy, but he stopped at midfield. Gain of about 2 yards on the play. It's big Fred Bear, the middle linebacker. He refused to budge an inch. The ball is exactly at midfield, and I believe if you use a micrometer, it wouldn't make much difference either way. Midway between the sideline markers and exactly on the 50-yard marker. So it'll be second down and 8 for Ohio State at midfield, and I mean midfield. We have 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Michigan 7, Ohio State nothing. It's a split tee. Michigan using an 8-man line, an 8-3, and here's the fake handoff. Leggett is fading back, and he's going to throw. He gets a beautiful block. It's a long pass, and it is no good. Out of bounds at the Michigan 15-yard line. Bill Michael, a potential receiver, covering for Michigan with Ed Hickey. Long pass from Davey Leggett from the Ohio State 40 to the Michigan 15. So we move into the third down and 8 for Ohio State at midfield. Well, Michigan have spread their ends a little bit, realizing that Ohio State is noted for their sweep plays. However, Watkins is not in the ball game. Out of the huddle they come, and here's Hop Cassidy, a flanker, out to the left. Leggett on the option play, and now it's the keep. He tries to run Michigan's right end, and he gets into Michigan territory, picks up a couple of yards on the far side. He's knocked down on the 48. Dick Hill. So far, the Buckeyes seem to be a bit mixed up on their offense. That certainly was not a keep play, but apparently Roseboro, coming off the right halfback spot, was not in the exact position from that pitch out. So Leggett spun around, kept the ball, and went to the 48. So we'll make it fourth down, 6 for Ohio State on the Michigan 48-yard line. There's the pass, and there's the kick. It is very high, and it will go to out of bounds. Not a particularly good kick. It's out of bounds on about the Michigan 23-yard line. They bring it inbounds from the far side of the field. The ball is on the Michigan on the 23. First and 10 for the Wolverines. Ohio State has not been able to move that ball here in the first quarter. Hill is in at fullback to replace Bear. The halfbacks, Ed Hickey on the right side and Klein on the left. And here's a flanker out to Michigan's right. It's Ed Hickey. A single wing, they shift to the right now. Unbalanced line to the left. The ball goes back to Klein on a sweep. Klein around Ohio's right side. Good blocking. He gets up over the 25, and he's out of bounds on the far side of the field. Knocked out of bounds by Bobo and by Don Schwartz. They're going to set that ball on the Michigan 28-yard line. It'll be second down and about 5 yards to go for Michigan. Ohio State is unable to stop that sweep from a single wing. Unbalanced line to the left. Warming up for Ohio State is Paul Ludwig and Harkrider. All right, Michigan, second and 5 on their own 28-yard line. And here is a keep play through the middle, going nowhere. It was Dave Hill, the quarterback. Right through the middle, straight ahead, and he was hit in there by Thornton, by Brubaker, Reichenbaugh, and Mashinsky. And the clock says 11 seconds, 10, 9. The ball is on the Michigan 28. First third down and 5 to go on the Michigan 28-yard line. 4 seconds, 3. This is the first quarter. Michigan 7, Ohio State nothing. The clock has run out. The quarter is over. Come in, Joe. And 5, first play of the second quarter. Third and 5, Michigan's ball on the 28. Single wing, they shift strong to the right this time. And here's that old Statue of Liberty play. That ball was handled 3 times. The ball went from Maddock to the fullback, Dave Hill. Dave Hill on the Statue of Liberty hit to Barr running Ohio State's left side. And then when he was hit, He pushed the ball over to Don Kramer, but he was knocked out of bounds. And we'll see where they mark it. They mark it on the 28. No gain on the play, but that ball was handled three times by the Michigan backfield. It's fourth and five. Michigan's ball on the 28. And fading back now is Cassidy and Leggett into a double safety. Kicking will be the left end Kramer, standing on his own 17-yard line. There's the pass. There's the boot. He gets away a very high boot. It's going on the far side of the field. And it's rolling beautifully in favor of Michigan. Cassidy takes it on the 20 and reverses himself back to 20, to 25, back to 30, to 35. And he's hit the knockdown on the Ohio State 37. That was a beautiful kick that time by Kramer. It landed on the Ohio State 35, rolled back to the 18. Cassidy ran to his left, then reversed himself, and he was hit over on the Ohio 25, but hit again at the 30. Finally, he was partially hit, stumbled and fell on the Buck 37-yard line. First and 10 for Ohio State on their own 37. Second quarter of the ball game. Out of the huddle, they come, the Ohio backfield. It is Leggett, Bobo, Roseboro, and Cassidy. It's a split T formation. Michigan's ends defensively are split just a little bit. And here is a handoff this time to Cassidy. Cassidy inside his own right tackle. He goes up over the 40 for a good gain to about the 43 before Jerry Goble, Michigan's middle linebacker, stops him. They set it on the 42. So make it second down and five. Ohio's ball on the 42. Well, the Bucks look a little bit more fired up here at the moment. They haven't been able to go anywhere in that first quarter. Ohio State always out of the huddle into that split T. Leggett is in tight. And here is a handoff this time to Bobo. And Bobo straight ahead for about a first down, I believe. Very close. We'll see where they put that ball. He's outside the Ohio State 45. They set it on the Ohio State 46 for a first down. The stop was made by Dave Hill. No, it is not. Hold it. It's not a first down. It's about a yard to go. Third down and one. Now Michigan's middle defensive line is a little tight. Dave Leggett on the keep. They're all piled up. That play was designed for just a short first down game. We'll see. The referee, Ross Dean, is on the bottom of the pile, along with Captain Ted Catchy. There's that first down. First down for Ohio State. Their second of the afternoon. Fight was set to go. Split T. Leggett is tight. Leggett takes that ball, and there's the handoff to Cassidy. He has to hurdle the line that time. Hill, Goble, and Catchy in the middle of that Michigan line refuse to give. So the play is stopped on the Ohio State 49. A gain of 1 yard on the play. Here comes one of those injured ball players back. He has a blanket. It looks like Dean Duggar. Out of the huddle, and Cassidy is a wide flanker to Ohio's left. Look out for this one. Uh-oh, look out for this one. It's Leggett on the keep play. And there's a lateral out to Roseboro. And Roseboro stumbled and fell on the 47-yard line. Lost 2 yards on the play. That was the optional keep to the left. And right end Mintz followed it very beautifully on the 47-yard line. So it'll be third down 11 for Ohio State. Third 11 on their own 47-yard line. Dean Duggar is running back out of to the Ohio State bench. Here comes Shannon, the right halfback. He was injured badly, but he's coming back as well. All right, it's Roseboro, a flanker out to Ohio State's right side. Duggar has it, fake fullback draw. He's going to throw. He does, down the middle. And it was caught by Brubaker, but dropped. It's incomplete. On the Michigan 44-yard line, he grabbed the ball and dropped it. He was covered by Dave Hill. Incomplete forward pass. So for the Buckeyes, it's fourth 11 on their own 47-yard line. And that football is in bounds from our side of the field. You are listening to WTAM, WTAM-FM, Cleveland. Barr goes deep, single safety for Michigan. Bobo will kick from the Ohio State 37-yard line. There's the pass, there's the boot. It's very high, and it is going down to Barr. Barr's letting it roll. It's out of bounds on the Michigan, about the Michigan 10-yard, 15-yard line is where it is. There's a flag on that play. There's a flag on the play. Hold everything for a moment. Went out of bounds on the Michigan 15. Punted out of bounds. It was an infraction of the rules, I believe. Hold everything. The referee is talking to Davey Leggett.
Michigan offside. Penalty declined.
Penalty declined. The penalty is declined by Ohio State. It was Michigan offside, so it's Michigan's ball. First and 10 on their own 15-yard line. All right, Michigan snaps out of the huddle, calling signals to Jim Maddock. Now they shift strong to the right into a single wing, and the ball goes to the tailback, who is Barr. Barr tries to hit Ohio State's right side, and he's knocked down with a body-crushing tackle in there by Bill Michael and Bob Thornton. The ball is on the Michigan 12-yard line. Well, they put it on the 13. We'll go along with it. Second down and 12 for Michigan. Ohio State secondary is in close. They're using an 8-3 defense. Michigan goes from a tee this time. It's a sweep around Ohio State's right side. He was hit by 1, 2, 3 tacklers. Finally hit back at the 20. Gets away again up to the 25. Ed Hickey on a reverse. On a sweep around Ohio State's right side. He was boxed up. Then he reversed and came back inside his own tackle. And he makes it a first down on the Michigan 25-yard line. Finally brought down by Don Schwartz. Well, I'll tell you right now, not too much can be said for the Ohio State tackling so far in this ballgame. And I am a partisan Ohio State rooter, as you know. First and 10 for Michigan, their fifth first down. And here's a play at Ohio State's right side with Ed Hickey taking the handoff from the quarterback, Jim Maddock. And Mashinsky refused to budge an inch that time. The ball is still on the 25-yard line, where it'll be second down and 10 for Michigan. We're in the second quarter of the ball game. The clock says 10 minutes remaining. That's the hot point clock. Michigan snaps out of the huddle. Up over the ball is Jerry Goble, the center. Michigan has a flanker out to the right. Now they shift strong to the right. Unbalanced line to the left. It's a direct pass to the fullback. He tries through the middle. A flag on the play. Fred Bear, a flag on the play. Offside, Ohio State on the play. Ohio State was offside. The play was stopped after a gain of only 2 yards. But Ohio State was offside. The headlines went on the far side of the field. George Spean called that one. That penalty hurt Ohio State a little because they had that offense of Michigan's sort of boxed up for a moment. All right, they're into a T formation. They're going to go from a T. And here's a play straight ahead. And then a forward pass. That was a fullback draw, and the quarterback tossed that ball back to Baldacci. Baldacci throwing to Kramer. Kramer grabbed that ball on the Michigan 43-yard line, was immediately hit by Bill Michael and by Bobo. But it's a first down for Michigan. Their seventh first down of the afternoon against three for Ohio State. First and 10 on the Michigan 43-yard line. Here's a quick opening play and a pitch out to Bear. Bear hits Ohio State's right side, and he's belted hard by Roseboro, who came up out of the secondary of Ohio State to make that stop of Fred Bear, the fullback. The play is on the 45-yard line. Make it second and 8. And the clock says 8.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Michigan now has a flanker short on the left side. And a quick opening play. Baldacci on the optional keep. And he was boxed up way back. Now he decides to throw. And it is not good. The potential receiver was Ron Kramer. There's a flag on the play, however. A flag on the play back on the 45-yard line. Looks like clipping. If it's clipping, of course, it'll be against Michigan. It is. It's against Michigan. Well, that infraction of the rules took place on the 45. There's the penalty. It's a long one. Back to the Michigan, a 30-yard line, clipping against Michigan. Second down on about 23, they're into a T formation. And this time they go from a T formation with that ball being handled. It's a sweep around Ohio State's right side. And 1, 2, 3 tackles was missed again with Ed Hickey jumping up in the air. A tackle missed over there beautifully that time by Williams. Roseboro also missed. Cassidy finally made the stop on the Michigan 38-yard line. So we move into the third down. So it's third down. Give them about 8 yards of the play. Third down and about 15 yards to go. Michigan's ball on their own 38-yard line. Michigan leads 7-0. They're into a T formation. Baldacci on the keep. Here's the pass over the line of scrimmage. And it is good to number 87. Good to midfield and out of bounds at about the Ohio 46. It was Ron Kramer, the left end. He's knocked out of bounds on about the Ohio State 45-yard line. And Ron Kramer is a big boy, you know, he's 6'3", weighs 210 pounds. Well, so far, Michigan has been able to come up with that important play. That time, third and 15, they completed that pass for a first down. Right, they're out of the huddle into a T formation. Ohio State's using a 7-1-3. And here's the pitch out to the fullback. He fades back, throws a forward pass, but it was no good. That was a bad pass. Kramer was out. Let me try to set that play up for you. They go into a T formation, and at the last split second, the quarterback steps to his right, and the setter, Snyder, passes back to the fullback, Bear. Bear then runs Ohio State's left side and fades back, giving Kramer time to get into Ohio State's secondary to throw that pass. It's a rather difficult offensive procedure to cope with, and so far, Ohio State has been unable. Had that pass been thrown accurately, that, of course, too, would have been a good pass from Bear to Kramer. All right, that's first and 10. Michigan, single wing to the right, and it's a forward pass. This Klein running to his right, passes to quarterback Baldacci. Baldacci grabs that ball on the Ohio State 35, and he's knocked out of bounds by Jerry Williams. Pretty close to a first down. They're putting it on the 36-yard line. So it's third down coming up for Michigan. Third down and about a yard to go. This guy says the ball is on the 35, the ball is on the 36. Well, Michigan is third down and one. Here's their power play. Baldacci in tight. Baldacci on a handoff to the fullback, Bear. And I believe Bear makes it a first down. He does on the Ohio State 34-yard line. The middle of the Ohio State defensive line made the stop that time. Getting up last is Thornton. First and 10 for Michigan on the Ohio State 34. Single wing to the right, and it's a direct pass to the fullback, and the fullback over the weak side, and he goes to the Ohio State 26-yard line before he's knocked down by Cassidy and Williams. The Ohio State guards were certainly suckered in on that last offensive play of Michigan. Second down and three for the Wolverines. They come out of the huddle into a T, Ohio State moving into a 7-1-3 defense. There's a direct pass back to Bear. Bear right through the middle. And he's over the 15, over the 10, and he goes to about the 8 for a first down. That was a quick opening play that caught Ohio State off guard. And he goes to the Ohio State 9-yard line before he's finally stopped by Bobo, Cassidy, and Roseboro, if you call that stopping him. It's first and goal to go for Michigan on the Ohio State 9-yard line. Michigan leads by the score of 7-0. Out of the huddle they come. They're into a T. Single wing, they shift to the right. The tailback is Klein. And the ball goes back to the fullback. A fullback draw. And he doesn't go very far. Straight ahead. And on the bottom of the pile is Thornton and Williams, number 64. The ball is being set on the Ohio State 8-yard line. We're second down, goal to go on the Ohio 8. The clock says 5 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in the first half. Plenty of time for anything. Second down, goal to go for Michigan. The backfield, Baldacci, Bear, Hickey, and Klein. Now they're into a T formation. Baldacci is in tight. They go from a T this time with Baldacci taking that ball straight ahead, and he stopped at the 6-yard line. There's a flag on the play. Looks like backfield in motion or something. We'll see for a moment against Michigan. Ohio State can take the down or take the penalty. They're going to take the penalty. Well, that was a pretty tough decision for the Buckeyes to make with that ball on the 6-yard line. It would have been third down. Now we move back to the second down, but there's 13 yards to go. The second down and goal to go. The ball is on the Ohio State 13. And here's a quick jump pass, almost intercepted by Ohio State. Almost intercepted by Roseboro, but he battled it down. So it'll be third down and goal to go for Michigan. Oh, what a break that would have been. Had he been able to grab that ball, he might have gone all the way. So it's third down, goal to go. The ball is on the Michigan 14. Ludwig and Duggar are the ends for Ohio State now. All right, here is the fake draw. And Baldacci has the ball, and he throws into the end zone. And knocked down in the end zone by Ohio State. Knocked down by Bobo. Had Bobo been able to intercept that, of course, intercepting the pass in the end zone. So Ohio State now has lost two chances by not intercepting that pass now, or at least catching it in the end zone. So it'll be fourth down for Michigan. The ball is inbounds from our side of the field. So whatever Michigan is up to, it's fourth down, goal to go. The ball is on the Ohio State 14-yard line. It is Ron Kramer, and holding the ball will be Klein. They're kicking from an angle. The kick will be from the 22. The line of scrimmage is the 14. The lines are low. There's the pass. The ball is in the air. The ball is in the air. It is not good. It is not good. And Ohio State will take over on their own 20-yard line. Wow. It was to the east of the goalpost. The ball had plenty on it. It was plenty high. Everybody waited. Everybody held their breath. 82,500 fans. And it was not good. Here's Harkrader coming in for Ohio State. Harkrader coming in. We'll see who comes out. It's Roseborough coming out. Ball is midway between the sideline markers. 4 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in the first half. There's Dave Leggett on the sweep play. It is Harkrader. Harkrader over the 20, over the 25 to the 26-yard line before he was knocked down by Ron Geyer, the right tackle. Well, after getting that break again, Ohio State seems a little bit fired up again. The ball is very close to the 25-yard line, so let's make it second down and five to go for Ohio State. Harkrader comes out as a flanker to Ohio's right, being covered over there by Kramer. Leggett is in tight. Leggett takes the ball on the option, and it's the keep play. Now he passes out. That's a fumble. A fumble. We'll see who recovers. Cassidy on that pitch out. It was too high over his left shoulder. He dropped the ball but fell on it on the Ohio State 24-yard line. So it'll be third and six for Ohio State. Third and six. There's the referee's whistle. It's the four-minute mark. So we have 4 minutes remaining in the half and coming back into the ball game now. For Michigan, their first team. Here comes Brubaker back in to replace Ludwig. Ready to go, a flanker out to Ohio State's right. It is Harkrader. Leggett on the option play. There's the pitch out to Cassidy. Cassidy is nailed, and he's going to be... He was nailed back in the 5. He's up to the 10, the 15. He was nailed way back on the 5-yard line, but very smartly, Casely. 4 Michigan tacklers had a shot at him, but he finally reversed himself from the 5, and he was knocked out of bounds on about the 20-yard line by Ted Catchy. Bobo threw that block, and what a block it was. Wow. Johnny Borton will do the kicking. There's the pass. There's the boot. Borton kicks the ball. It goes down to midfield. Rolling in favor of Ohio State. It's taken by Klein. Klein took it at midfield. And he swarmed under on the Ohio State 48-yard line. That was Klein who took that ball at midfield. They're going to set that ball on the Ohio State. Well, about the 47.5-yard line is where it is. First and 10, Michigan. Let's put it on the 48-yard line. Visick is the middle linebacker for Ohio State, replacing Bobo. And Paul Ludwig is tearing his jersey off, talking to Woody Hayes on the sideline. Delay of the game against Ohio State, so the ball is marked back to the 43, where it's Michigan first and 5. And they go into a straight tee. Baldacci under center. Baldacci has the ball, and here's a pitch back. And a long forward pass, no good. No good to the Ohio State 35-yard line. Kramer, the potential receiver. Pass was broken up by Davey Leggett, number 22. So it'll be second down and 5 for Michigan. Ball is on the Ohio State 43-yard line. Here comes Ludwig back into the ball game. He'll replace Brubaker. This time Ludwig goes to Ohio State's right end in place of Brubaker. Second down and 5 for Michigan. 3 minutes and 6 seconds. Bobo is being taken to the dressing room, but he's limping. Right, here's the fullback draw, and the quarterback keeps the ball, and it's intercepted by Ohio State. He may go for the touchdown. I believe he's going to go. He's going to go if he gets the block. Oh, he was knocked down on the 9-yard line. It was Gibbs, the fullback, and it's Ohio State's ball. They get a break there on the 10. Looked like he was going to go all the way, but he didn't get that block, and the safety man of Michigan finally caught him, knocked him out of bounds on the Michigan 10-yard line. And there's the first excitement of the afternoon for Ohio State. And into the ballgame comes Chris for Ohio State. First and 10 for Ohio State of the game. They get a 15-yard penalty. The clock says 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Now, Davey Leggett is giving the officials plenty of argument on that. They don't argue in college ball. Delay of the game against Ohio State. It'll be first and goal to go on the 15, and that's the boo from the crowd. All right, Ohio State goes first and goal to go on the Michigan 15. 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Davey Leggett is in tight, and there it is, the option play. Dave Leggett fades back. There's the pass. It's good for a touchdown in the end zone. A touchdown for Ohio.
Ohio State. Who got that? Chris, I believe. It was Chris in the end zone on the first play. And it's 7-6. Oh, how the fortunes of Michigan change on an interception. And here comes Tad Weed into the ballgame. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, that was a heartbreaker for Michigan. But here is the important point. And this 82,500 fan, and that is what we mean when we say that you don't get any excitement like this except in college football. You know what I mean? Here it is again, Tad Weed, and an important point after touchdown. Leggett will hold. The Lions are low. They're asking for quiet. The Lions are low. Davey Leggett holding. There's the pass. There's the boot. The ball's in the air. It is good. It is good. Listen to that crowd. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Bedlam has broken loose down there with 82,500. Last week in my broadcast, I remember when they had a run like that, regardless of whether Michigan made the run or Ohio State, I think we would show just as much enthusiasm. What I said last week, and only what I said, was that with the bands, the greatest band...
Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at thisdayinthenfl.com.
In the world, 82,500 enthusiastic students, old grads, the faculty, all assembled here on this great gridiron. I said you get no color, no enthusiasm like that in professional football, and I say that double again. I never intimated that the college teams could beat a professional team, but you don't get this excitement is what I said, what I mean, period. Number 83, Duggar. Duggar tried a short kick that time, and the ball is taken on the Michigan 30-yard line. Oh, what tackle! It was Parker who hit Rotunno. He fumbled that ball, but I believe he fell on it. Oh, what a body-crushing tackle, and they're both down. Ohio State 7, Michigan 7, and the clock says 2 minutes and 3 seconds. 2, 1, exactly 2 minutes remaining. Michigan into a straight tee. And Jim Maddock is at quarterback. Single wing, they shift strong to the right. Unbalanced line to the left. And it is a straight-ahead play with Baldacci, who is now playing fullback. Baldacci taking that ball straight ahead. He was belted down by Big Jim Parker. 248 pounds of all man. So they set the ball on the 28-yard line. Make it second down and 9. 1 minute and 15 seconds of the first half. There's a quick opening play. And it's a sweep around Ohio's right side. The stop was made on the 30-yard line. There's a flag on the play. Clipping against Michigan, I believe. There's a clipping penalty called by the head linesman on the 27-yard line. It was Parker who was clipped. Oh, that Michigan boy doesn't get up. It was Ed Hickey who was hit hard. It's a 15-yard penalty against Michigan. Back to the 12-yard line. A clipping penalty against the University of Michigan. 15-yard penalty. And it's Michigan's ball on the 12-yard line. So it'll be second down and 25 yards to go. Ohio State line was not good in this first half. Baldacci is back in kicking formation. Look out for this one, Ohio State. There's the pass. He's going to kick. There it is. It's in the air. And it's not too good a kick. The kick is to the Michigan 45, to the Michigan 48-yard line, where it's automatically down by Michigan. The clock says 8 seconds, 7. Take a timeout, Ohio State. The ball is on the Michigan 48-yard line. Timeout, Ohio State. The clock says 2 seconds. Wow. Ohio State has sent Cassidy to a flanker out to the right. Ohio State 5 yards for delaying the game, so the ball is on the Ohio State 46-yard line. Time maybe for one play. Cassidy, there is the crack of the gun. Not time for a play. Well, Ohio State was a little lame in getting in there and stopping that clock. That's what they should have done and saved time for one play, but they did not do that. So the half ends, Ohio State 7, Michigan 7. Come in, Joe. Everything is all set. Kramer is waiting now for the official to give the signal. There it is. And there goes the referee. It is Ross Dean. There's the whistle. And the ball is in the air. It's a low ground kick. And it is going out of bounds on the Ohio State 16. It'll be kicked over. Out of bounds on the Ohio 16-yard line. That means it will be kicked over.
Gee whiz, what enthusiasm there is here. Of course, today is not much of an exception. 50 years past. This is the 51st meeting. All right, Kramer's running up. There's the boot. And it's taken by Duggar on the Ohio State 35, and he falls down on the 38. He was hit there by number 85, Mintz. So Ohio State, first and 10 on their own 38-yard line. In that Ohio backfield, it's Leggett, Bobo, Hark Rader. Watkins is still out of there. Cassidy is at left half. All right, Ohio State out of the huddle. They're into a split tee. The halfbacks on either side are split about 2.5, 3 yards. Leggett is in tight. Leggett takes the ball, and here is an end-around play with Hark Rader taking it and diving through. Up over the 40 to the 44. Ed Hickey out of the secondary of Michigan finally made the stop. And it was Cassidy and Reichenbaugh that threw those beautiful blocks that time. The ball is on the Ohio State 43-yard line. It'll be second down and about 4.5, 5 to go. Let's make it 5. Ohio State inbounds from our side of the field. They're into a split tee. Michigan is throwing up a 7-1-3 defense. There's a quick opening play. Bobo, the fullback, has the ball. He's through the middle, over the midfield marker, into Michigan territory, to the Michigan 47, and over to the Michigan 39-yard line. With Cassidy taking that ball from the fullback. Bobo taking it from Leggett, then handing it off to Cassidy. He went inside the Michigan 40. He was finally stopped by Klein. That ball is very close to the Michigan 40. Let's put it on there. Make it first and 10 on the Michigan 40-yard line. It's about a foot inside the 40. Ohio State out of the huddle, into a split tee. Leggett in tight. Leggett takes that ball on the option, and he looking for somebody to throw it to. Now he decides to run, and he's over the 40 to about the 43-yard line. Catchy, the captain of Michigan, makes the stop. On the Michigan 38-yard line is where it is. Not very much of a gain on that one. Put the ball on the Michigan. Well, it's on the 39. Make it second down and 9. On the Michigan 39-yard line. Inbounds from the far side. Getting a little more light here now. Ohio State offensively. A split tee. There's a quick handoff this time to the fullback, and he was hit immediately. Boom! By that middle linebacker, who is Big Bear, and Eddie Meads, the right guard. He went nowhere. Lost the 2 yards on the play. Back on the 41. Make it third down, 11. There was no hole in the middle of that Wolverine line on that play. Third down, 11 for Ohio State. The ball is on the Michigan 41. And Hark Rader is a flanker out to Ohio's right, about 10 yards. And here's the pass play. Leggett getting plenty of protection. Now he throws. It is no good to the Michigan 27-yard line. It is no good. Covered there by Ed Hickey of Michigan. So it'll be fourth down, 11 for Ohio State on the Michigan 41. That was Ohio State's buttonhook play, but there was no buttonhook insofar as Dean Duggar was concerned on that last play. He was sort of bottled up back there by that secondary of the Wolverine. Now we're going to kick with Bobo standing at midfield. Going back is Klein. There's the pass. There's the boot. And it is very high. And it is going out of bounds inside the Michigan 15. I believe they'll mark it on the 13 or 14. They're going to mark it on the Michigan 14-yard line, where it's first and 10 Wolverines. And the score, Ohio State 7, Michigan 7. We'll get a lot of those important scores for you in just a few minutes, just as soon as we get a timeout. First and 10, Michigan, on their own 14. In the backfield is Baldacci at quarterback, Barrett, Full, Klein, and Hickey. They're into a straight tee. There's that quarterback stepping side again. And there's a flag in the play, backfield in motion. That play will be called back, and Michigan will be penalized unquestionably. The play was stopped back on about the 22-yard line. Unquestionably, the left halfback, Klein, was in motion on that play. So the ball is on the Michigan 9-yard line, where it's first and 15. First and 15 for Michigan on their own 9-yard line. Ohio State 7, Michigan 7. There's a single wing to the right. Unbalanced line to the left, and the ball goes to the tailback on the play, who is Klein. Klein hits Ohio State's left side. He's packed up on the 10. On the bottom of that pile is Jimmy Reichenbaugh. The ball is exactly on the Michigan 10. Make it second down, 14. Michigan on their own 10-yard line. Bob Cromwell has noticed Bobby Watkins, Ohio State's star right halfback. He stands up and walks about three steps, but he's limping very badly, so at the moment it's very doubtful whether or not he'll get into this ball game. That's a tough break for Ohio State, of course. All right, Michigan on the straight tee. They go from a tee, and here's the handoff this time to Hickey. Hickey around Ohio State's right side, and he's missed by about five tacklers again. Finally gets up to the 22-yard line before he is finally brought down. He was hit way back on the 11, hit again on the 15, missed on the 18, hit on the 20, and falls forward to the 22. That's Ed Hickey, who is a very, very slippery halfback. So it'll be third down and about 2 yards to go. Well, by missing those tackles, Ohio State allowed the Wolverines to get out of that hole. There's a straight tee, and there's a handoff this time. Good for a first down, and maybe Oldwell up to midfield. It was fullback Fred Bear who came right through the middle. Jumped through a big hole. He was hit back at the 35 and again at the 40, as you saw. Finally is down by Williams and Cassidy, but not until he gets to midfield. First down for Michigan. All right, Michigan snaps out of that offensive huddle. Ohio State now is using a 7-2-2. And there's a direct pass to the tailback, who is Klein. Klein wide around the outside, gets a good block, and is finally caught by Thornton and knocked down, but not until he gets to the Ohio State 46-yard line, but they say he touched down the 48. So it'll be second down and about 8 yards to go on the Ohio State 48, Michigan's ball. Well, Ohio State had them way back on the 9-yard line there, but they let him get away. Very, very slippery tackling. Now we see that Dean Duggar has his right arm all bandaged. It's a straight tee for Michigan, now single wing to the right, unbalanced line to the left. There's a pass to the fullback around the weak side at the play with number 18, Ed Hickey, carrying that ball. He's knocked down on the Ohio State 43 by Jerry Harkrader, defensive right halfback. Put it on the 43, give him 5 yards on the play, make it third down, and about 3 yards to go. That's third down on about four. Ball, they set it on the 44-yard line, midway between the sideline marker. Third and four for Michigan, an important offensive play indeed. Unbalanced line to the left. Encroachment on the neutral zone, we'll call that one. Michigan's right guard, and it's a 5-yard penalty against Michigan. 5-yard penalty automatic. 5-yard penalty against Michigan, and the ball is marched back to the 49-yard line. So it'll be third down and 9 yards to go. Third and nine, Michigan, the middle of a straight tee. And it's a direct pass to the left halfback on a sweep. And there's the pass thrown. And it is good. Caught by Baldacci, who leaped up amidst three of Ohio State aspiring tacklers. Grabbed that ball on the Ohio State 33 for a first down. Well, here's a nice telegram from Irwin Johnson. We want to acknowledge all the nice telegrams we've received during the football season. Irwin Johnson, Manikiki Country Club, one of our helpers during the television presentation of the Open Golf Tournament out there. Thank you, Irwin. All right, first and 10, Michigan on the buck 33. Baldacci on a handoff to Hickey. Hickey on a sweep play around Ohio's right side, inside the 25 to the Ohio State 20, about the 23-yard line before he was brought down by Thornton. Well, Michigan on a sustained drive now from their 9-yard line. They have the ball on the Bucks 23. Very close to a first down. And it's time to play football again. Second down, about one to go for Michigan on the Ohio State 23-yard line. Second down and one. There's a single wing to the right. The ball goes to the fullback. And he's knocked down on the 21. It's a fumble. It's a fumble. Ohio State recovers. Ohio State recovers on the 21-yard line. A fumble by the fullback. It was Jerry Harkrader on the bottom of that pile. As Bobo getting up to Harkrader and Bobo. Ohio takes over. First and 10 on the 21-yard line. And the score, Ohio State 7, Michigan 7. Well, Michigan marched that ball all the way from their own 9-yard line. Now we'll see what the Bucks can do. The halfbacks are Cassidy and Harkrader. Bobo the fullback. Here's a quick handoff this time to Cassidy. And Cassidy on a slant inside his own right tackle. Doesn't get very far. Gets up to the 24. He's knocked down by Gene Snyder. Second down, 7 for Ohio State. Fella pushing and clawing on the other side there by Reichenbaugh and by Fox and Walker. 6 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in the third period with the score tied 7-7. Has a quick opening play, and it's a shovel pass. Oh, it was a keep by Davy Leggett, and he loses ground back to the 17-yard line. Loss of about 7 yards on the play. Wait till we see. More than that. You see where the referee sets that ball. He's going to set it on the Ohio State 17-yard line. So it'll be third down and about 13 yards to go. Park Raider is a flanker out to Ohio's right. Michigan using a five-man line. There's that option play. The pitch out to Cassidy. Cassidy on a sweep. And he gets up over the 20 to about the 21 or 22-yard line. He's knocked down in there by Big Gene Schneider, the outside linebacker, and by Ronnie Geyer, the right tackle. Now the ball is on the Ohio State 21, where it's fourth down and 10 yards to go. Well, you know that Hopalong Cassidy, the All-American, has broken many of these tight games wide open. But this afternoon, those sweeps are well bottled up by Michigan. It's kicking his Bobo. He's kicking into the wind. There's the pass. There's the kick, and he kicks it. It was partly blocked, straight up in the air, and that ball will bounce and bounce in favor of Michigan. Michigan grabbed that ball on the 17. The play is stopped on about the Ohio State 14-yard line. It was grabbed in there by the big right end, Mintz. A bad kick, partially blocked. Michigan, that's the fourth kick that they've blocked this year. So it's Michigan's ball, first and 10 on the Ohio State 14. There's a single wing, unbalanced line to the left, and the ball goes to the fullback on the play, and he's through the middle, and he goes to the Ohio State 7-yard line, gain of about 7 on the play. Big Dave Hill, right straight through the middle with a hole open by right guard Hill, the center Schneider, and Jimmy Fox on the other side. Stop was made by Parker, Leggett, and Bobo. The ball is on the 7.5-yard Ohio State line, second down and 3. Ball is just about midway between the 5 and the 10. We're ready to go. Michigan has set the format for their offense. Ohio State's defensive line now has come up into an 8-man line. And there's a handoff and a sweep around Ohio's right side. The play loses. It was Ed Hickey who took that pitch out from the quarterback. Baldacci was knocked down by Brubaker and by Harkrader. Of course, Ohio's secondary has moved in. So it'll be third down coming up for the Wolverines. Third down. Looks like they've got about 6 yards to go. Third and 6 for Michigan. The ball is on the Ohio State 10-yard line. Out of the huddle they come. Ohio State has moved up in to an 8-man line, almost a 9. Quick opening play. The fullback has it through the middle, and they can't stop him. They had him back there at the line of scrimmage, but he gets up to about the 6. Up to about the 6-yard line. They'll be about 2 yards short. He was stopped by Cassidy, Bobo, and Thornton. So the ball is on the 6-yard line. It's fourth down, Michigan. Fourth down and about 2 yards to go. Here is a mighty, mighty important play. Fourth down and 2. We're in the third quarter with a score tied 7-7. Well, here it is. Fourth down and 2. Michigan's ball on the Ohio 6. The lines are low. There's the fullback. And he goes right through the middle. We'll see how far he got. Very, very close to a first down. That's going to be mighty important. Well, they're going to bring the lines in. Believe me, it's close. It's awfully, awfully close. If you hear a roar, you'll know they didn't make it. But they made it. First down for Michigan on the Ohio State 3-yard line. Now we'll take a good look at it. About 3.5 yards is what it is. First down, the fullback making that a first down. Big fullback, Dave Hill. First down for Michigan, goal to go on the 3.5. Now Ohio State is using a 9-man line. Strong side shift to the right. And the ball goes back to the fullback, and he hits the middle, but he doesn't go very far. They're packed up on the 3. It's Duggar and Holinsky. So it'll be second down, goal to go. Every inch is important. The ball is on. Well, it's almost 3 yards to go. Almost 3 yards to go. Second down, goal to go for Michigan. And the clock says 2 minutes and 38 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Second down, goal to go for Michigan. And Ohio State line are down there on their knees now, ready to submarine if they can. It's a T formation. There it goes. And the play is stopped. The play is stopped on the 3.5. It was Reichenbaugh. Ooh, what a vicious clawing those two lines gave each other in there. It was Klein on a power drive right through the middle. So the ball is still on the 3-yard line on this third down.
Parker, Thornton, Reichenbaugh, and Bobo all there in the middle. Believe me, there's some tenseness in this stadium at the moment. It's third down now. The ball is on the 3-yard line, Michigan's ball. All right, there's the fullback with the play. And I believe he may be stopped. He may be stopped. I don't believe he's in. We're all waiting. There's quiet here between 82,500. No signal from the field. It is fourth down coming up, and the ball is, well, it's about a foot and a half. It's about a foot and a half. Fourth down for Michigan, and they have a foot and a half to go for a touchdown. Right in the middle, Ohio State now has a double wall. There it is. And he don't make it. He does not make it. I don't believe he makes it. It is Ohio State's ball. He misses by about 5 inches. Oh, brother. That Reichenbaugh leaped up in the air and speared that fullback, Dave Hill. He did not go over. Oh, what magnificent line play by Ohio State. They haven't been playing well this afternoon, but they certainly deserve a lot of credit there. Michigan with that ball on the 3-yard line, four downs, and they fail. That ball is only about 5 inches from the goal line. Well, they come out into a split tee. Straight ahead. Davy Leggett, he goes up to about the 2 or 3 yard line. Ohio State wants to get out as far as they can before they kick. Now they're up to about the 3. Ohio State, too, would be smart to hold that ball if they can, because this 18-mile-an-hour wind would be to their back. After this next play, 20 seconds, 19, 18. They're into long punt formation, but it was a sneaker play with Leggett taking that ball, and he threw it. He's up over the 10. That was punt formation with Bobo standing under the goalpost. It was a short pass to Davy Leggett. Leggett came through with a hole open by Reichenbaugh and by Kreiser. And there's only 3 seconds remaining. They're going to set the ball on the Ohio State 11-yard line. Very close to a first down they're going to measure. Ohio State, I believe, intended to hold that ball to get the wind to their back, but now they've advanced it from the 6-inch marker all the way up outside the 10. It is not a first down, only about 3 inches. We have 3 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Michigan 7, Ohio State 7. Ohio State coming out of the huddle. 2 seconds, 1 second. There's the crack of the gun. The third period is over. Ohio 7, Michigan 7. Come in, Joe. But if they do have to punt, they will have the wind to their backs. Right, Dave Leggett on a split tee. Dave Leggett on a quarterback sneak for a first down. It is a first down for Ohio State on the 11-yard line. Fourth quarter, just getting underway. First and 10 for Ohio State on their own 11-yard line. Michigan 7, Ohio State 7. Out of the huddle, into a split tee. Hoppus put about 3, Harkrader about 2. And here's a quick opening play, and the ball goes to Hopp, and he's through there. And he may go all the way. Look out for this one. He's up to the midfield marker. He's in the Michigan territory, and he's out of bounds on the Michigan 37. There he goes, Hopp alone, Cassidy, that All-American, with a beautiful hole opened there by Reichenbaugh and by Kreiser. There are no flags on the field, and so it's Ohio State's ball. With a beautiful run by Hopp alone, Cassidy, he was run out of bounds on the side of the field by Ed Hickey, who was also a speech merchant. Well, there you are. That's Ohio's All-American. Hop along, Cassidy, with Ohio State with their backs to the wall. He broke through on the right side. We must say that hole was opened by Reichenbaugh Kreiser. How many yards, Bob? 57 yards for Hop along, and it's Ohio's ball, first down on the Michigan 37-yard line. All right, it's a split tee, and the crowd now is going plain nuts. Davy Leggett is asking for quiet. The officials are cooperating, holding up their hands. Now we're set to go. Michigan using 2-4-6-man line, a 6-2-2-1. Leggett tight under center. Leggett takes the ball straight ahead to quarterback, and he goes through there for a sizable gain of 4 or 5 yards. He gets inside the Michigan 35, knocked down by Dick Hill. Gene Snyder, 54, gets up, 66 Fox, and they're going to set the ball on the Michigan 31-yard line. Ohio State 2nd and 5 on the Michigan 32-yard line. The ball is inbounds from our side of the field. And Thornton, the center's up over the ball. It's a split tee. The halfbacks are split. Hop about 3 on the left. Harkrader about 4. And here's the fullback draw right through the middle. Over the 30, over the 25, to about the Michigan 23. The hole open that time by Kreiser. A Reichenbaugh was a darb. And the snap was made by Snyder. First down, Ohio State on the Michigan 24-yard line. First and 10, Ohio State on the Wolverine 24. Michigan 7, Ohio State 7. Fourth quarter, a lot of time left, 13 minutes, 40 seconds. Up over the ball comes Thornton. Again, it's a split tee with Davey Leggett in tight. First down and 10 on the Michigan 24-yard line. Here's a fullback draw and a handoff this time to Bobo, the fullback. Bobo is inside the Michigan 20, up to about the Michigan 18-yard line. Up to the Michigan 18. On the 18, they're trapping those Michigan guards at the moment. Bob called attention. That time, the Stick Hill was really trapped in there. The ball is on the Michigan 18, where it's second down and a short 5 yards to go. Michigan now has come up into a 6-2-3, and it's Davey Leggett straight ahead. Davey Leggett knocked down on the 15-yard line, a gain of about 3 yards on the play. They're all packed up inside the Michigan 15, very close to the 15. Let's put it on the 15, and let's make it third down and two for Ohio State. Third and two, Ohio State, and Don Schwartz is in there at left tackle. The Ohio line is Duggar, Schwartz, Parker. The center is Thornton. The right side, Reichenbaugh, Bashinsky, and Brubaker. Leggett. There was a... The ball goes to about the 10-yard line. Reichenbaugh, Bashinsky. Davey Leggett on the quarterback sneak. Right through there. An Ohio State player is hurt on the play. The stop was finally made by Kramer and Walker, but the ball will be set outside the 10. Dave Leggett was hurt on that play. Dave Leggett on the quarterback sneak made it a first down, but Davey Leggett is hurt on the play.
Here we go. Ohio comes out of the huddle, and here's Tom Manning.
All right, first down for Ohio State. They're outside of the 10-yard line by about a foot. Davey Leggett stayed into the ball game. Here's a quick opening play. There's the option, and Dave Leggett on a cutback play. Outside his own left guard, and he bounds to about the 8-yard line. Geyer and Hill on the bottom of that defensive pile. Ball is on the Michigan 8-yard line where it's second down. They don't have to get into the end zone. They're about a foot on the outside of the 10 when this series of offenses started. It's second down and about 8 yards to go. It's a split T formation. Leggett takes that ball, and there's the handoff to Bobo, but he went absolutely nowhere. He was stopped at the line of scrimmage, so it's third down and 8. The middle of that line, Hill and Snyder and Fox refuse to budge an inch. Well, the ball is midway between the sideline markers, and Woody Hayes now has the blanket off Tad Weed. It is third down, 8. Tad Weed is standing down there now doing his exercises. He's the place kicker up court. All right, here's the next offensive play. It's third down and 8 for Ohio State. Hockrader is split a little bit on the right, and it's the fake fullback draw. Leggett has the ball. He gets a block. Now he's going to throw. He does. It's a touchdown for Ohio State in the end zone. A beautifully executed play to Brubaker. Brubaker grabs that pass in the end zone. He was covered by Hickey, but it's a touchdown for Ohio State. Ohio State 13 and Michigan 7. A beautifully executed pass with Davey Leggett on the option on a fake fullback draw, and Bobo is down through the middle. 11 plays, Ohio State. 99 and a half yards on 11 plays. You remember they took the ball on their one-foot marker. There's an important play. 13-7 Ohio State. There's the pass. There's the kick. It's in the air. It is good. It is good. Listen to that crowd. For the first time this afternoon, the Scarlet and Gray of Ohio State have gone out in front. Those plays were very beautifully executed for 99 and a half yards plus. When Ohio State took that ball at the close of the third quarter, Michigan died on the 5-inch marker. Then Ohio State, from a split T formation, Davey Leggett quarterback, for fear of fumbling, plowed through center. Finally, they made it the first down, and from there on, they marched down the field to take the lead over the University of Michigan by the score of 14-7. And Dean Duggar, back in the ballgame, will do the kickoff for Ohio State. You're listening to WTAM, WTAM-FM, Cleveland. All right, Duggar running up. Here's the kick. And it's a low ground ball going down. It is fumbled by Michigan. Fumbled several times at the 20-yard line. Klein has the ball, and he was knocked down. And it was Bobo who really belted him, knocked him down on the 18-yard line. Klein taking that ball, so it's Michigan first down on their own 18. That was a bounding ball. It was fumbled several times by the Michigan players. First and 10, midway between the sideline markers. All right, Michigan out of the huddle. Calling signals is Maddock. The fullback is Bolacci. They're into a straight T formation. Maddock is tight under center. Now they shift single wing to the right. Tailback is playing. And the ball, a fumble, a fumble. Michigan, I believe, recovered. There's a fumble on the 17-yard line. Looks like Baldacci fumbled that ball and picked it up quickly. Oh, what a recovery that was on the 17-yard line of Michigan. Second down, 11 on the 17. And they have a flanker out to the right. The flanker is Ed Hickey. Now the tailback is Clyde. Uh-oh, they jumped the gun. A 5-yard penalty against Michigan. The ball goes back to the 12-yard line, where it is second down and 16 yards to go. Second and 16 for Michigan. Michigan in possession of the ball. Second down and 16. Michigan on their own 12. Ohio State using an 8-3 defense. And here's a sweep play around the right side. And the ball carrier is Ed Hickey, up over the 15, up to about the 20-yard line. A gain of about 8 yards on the play. So it'll be third down and 8 for Michigan on their own 20-yard line. Beautiful interference out in front that time by Kramer and Walker. The ball is just a little outside the Michigan 20-yard marker. Ohio State 14, Michigan 7. Klein is the tailback as they shift. Unbalanced line to the left. Klein takes the ball, fading back. And he's through a pass, but falling down for the 11-yard line, but it's incomplete. Broken up beautifully by Duggar. Davey Leggett was also over there covering on the play. So it'll be fourth down and 8 for Michigan on their own 20-yard line. Dean Duggar is the boy that busted in there, booming in. Into the ball game comes Fox for Captain Catchy. And here's Ron Kramer standing inside the Michigan 10. It's fourth down and 8. There's the pass. And there's the kick. And the kick will go to Dave Leggett. He fumbled the ball. But he picks it up on the Ohio State 37-yard line, and he slowed under. Leggett fumbled the ball on the 37, so it'll be first 10. Ohio State on their own 37-yard line. In the Ohio backfield at the moment, it's Leggett, Bobo, Roseborough, and Cassidy. Watkins was knocked out of the ball game in the first couple of minutes in the first quarter, and he has not been back since. The ball is midway between the sideline markers. First and 10, Ohio State on their own 37. They're into a split tee. Michigan using a 7-man line now, and there's a flag on the play, and it's Cassidy on a slant outside his own right tackle. Goes up to the 44-yard line. There's a flag on the play. Well, that penalty, I believe, will be against Ohio State. It is. Backfield in motion, back to the 32. So make it first and 15, Ohio State on their own 32-yard line. Split T, Leggett in tight. Leggett takes that ball, and here is a crossbuck with the handoff going on a fake fullback draw to Cassidy, and Cassidy doesn't get very far. He's knocked down there with Big Ed Meads, the right guard, on the bottom of the pile on the Michigan 32 yet. They'll make it second down. Well, they put it on the 33. Make it second and 14. Well, it was just about from this spot where Hop Cassidy broke the game wide open. Michigan, a 2-4-6-man line. A 6-2-2-1. And it's the option play. Leggett is fading back, and he's going to throw a long one. And it is caught, I believe. It's caught by Duggar. If he's in bounds, we'll see. It is. It was caught on the Michigan 41-yard line. What a catch that was. Oh, brother, the most magnificent catch of the season. Just before he was out of bounds, he leaped up between two Michigan tacklers, grabbed the ball, and was knocked out of bounds on the Michigan 41-yard line for a first down. And the clock says 7.5 minutes remaining in the ball game. Ohio State 14, Michigan 7. Ooh, what a savage ball game this is. And that... Let's see, there's two people leaving the stadium. All right, first and 10, Ohio State on the Michigan 41. And there's a fumble on the Michigan recovery. Michigan recovers on the 43. Baldacci recovered. Roseborough fumbled the pitch out from Leggett. So Michigan gets a break. First and 10 for the Wolverines on their own 43-yard line after recovering that fumble. Roseborough fumbling the pitch out from Leggett. All right, Michigan steps out of the huddle, and the big setter, Goble, fairly dashes up to that line of scrimmage. The Ohio State is line, and here is a quick opening play, a handoff to George Corey, the right halfback, and he's jammed up on about the 45, 46-yard line. Hit by the middle of Ohio State's line. That's Parker, Thornton, Reichenbaum, with Big Bobo in the middle. The ball is exactly on the 45. Make it second down and 8.
Michigan's center, big Jerry Goble, fairly dashes out of that signal huddle, trying to pep the boys up. All right, they're into a single wing. This time they shift to the right. Klein as the tailback. The ball goes back to Klein. He's fading back to throw. And he's going to throw a long one. Look out for that one. It is intercepted by Cassidy on the Ohio State 25, up to the 30, up to the 35, over the 35, and up to the Ohio State 38, where Jerry Goble finally knocks him down. So Ohio is back in possession of the ball on their own 39-yard line is where they're going to set it. First and 10 on the 39. Hop Cassidy making that catch. So the clock says 6 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the ball game. So Michigan has got to get that ball. Out of the huddle come the Bucks. The backfield is Leggett, Bobo, Cassidy, and Roseboro. A split T formation offensively for Ohio State. And here's the handoff to Cassidy on a sweep. Coming wide, getting good blocks. He's up to the 40, up to the 45, and he's out of bounds on the 45. And big 53, Jerry Gable really pounced on him. Big Bobo again with that magnificent block on the right side, blocking out Michigan's left end, who was Big Kramer. They're going to mark the ball exactly on the 45-yard line. This time they send Cassidy, a flanker, out to the left. Here we go, straight ahead. Leggett under center. Leggett on that ball. Here's a handoff to number 42, Bobo. Bobo on a cutback that time. Picks up about 3 yards. Looks like he's stopped on about the 48 by Jim Fox and Big Jerry Goble. The referee, Ross Dean, on the bottom of that pile, marking the ball on the 48-yard line. So it'll be third down. Third down and just about a yard to go. Hop on the left halfback spot about 3 yards. And there's a straight-ahead play with Leggett making it a first down. Leggett goes over midfield into Michigan territory. Stopped on about the 48-yard line. Stopped by Latuno. Latuno is in the bottom of that pile along with number 77, Big Art Walker. And the clock says exactly 5 minutes remaining. All right, here's the option play, a handoff to Cassidy, straight ahead, in behind his own left guard and left tackle. And he gets over the 45 to the Michigan 43. And on the bottom of the pile is Maddock, the linebacker, Baldacci, and Dick Hill. And the clock says 4.5 minutes remaining. The ball is on the Michigan 44-yard line. Now we have 4 minutes and 18, 17, 16 seconds. 82,500 fans are sitting tight. Only 6 people, as we count them, are leaving the stadium. It's second down and 6, and here's that fake fullback draw, and Davey Leggett running over to the side. He throws a long forward pass. It is incomplete at the Michigan 32-yard line. The potential receiver was Dean Duggar, who cut over to the right side from his left-end position. He's broken up by Goble. Well, the clock has stopped. Here's the 4-minute mark, and coming back into the ballgame is Ed Hickey at right halfback. And here comes Ed Meads at right guard. Captain Catchy at left guard. Number 87 comes back in as Kramer at left end. And Mintz comes back in at right end at the 4-minute mark. It's third down and 6. Davey Leggett takes the ball. And here's the fullback draw. It's a good one down the middle. And he might go all the way. He's up to the Michigan 35, the 30, the 25, the 20. And he's out of bounds to the Michigan 15-yard line. A beautiful block in there that time. That was a fullback draw right down the middle with a hole open in there by Schwartz, Parker, Big Thornton, Reichenbaugh, and Mashinsky. And the ball is on the Michigan 15-yard line. Jim Maddock finally knocking him out of bounds. It's a first down for Ohio State. First and 10 on the Michigan 15-yard line. The ball is just a little bit outside, about a foot outside the Michigan 15. Ohio State breaks out of that huddle. They're into a split T. Hop along Cassidy on the left, split 3. Harkrader on the right, about 2. And it's Harkrader's ball. Harkrader running high through the middle, and he gets up to about the 12-yard line. Knocked down there by Lou Baldacci, who has moved up now out of the secondary in closer to the defensive line. They're going to set that ball on about the 12-yard line. He'll make a second down and 7 for Ohio State on the 12. And again, Tad Weed takes the blanket off. He's standing down there talking to Coach Woody Hayes. But it's only second down and 7. The clock says 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the ballgame. And here's the option play. Here's a handoff this time to Cassidy. And Cassidy on a cut over the right side. And he gets inside the 10. And he's piled up on about the Michigan 7.5-yard line. On the bottom of the pile is Catchy, Meads, and the big fullback, Lou Baldacci. It is third down and about 2 yards to go. Ohio State on the Michigan 7.5-yard line.
Davey Leggett in tight, the quarterback sneak, and he makes it. He's inside the five. He stumbled and slipped back there, but he did not touch the ground, and he's inside the Michigan five, where I believe it will be a first down. We'll see. Hold it for a moment. Hold it for just a moment. It's a first down on the five. And here's the play. There's a flag on the play. There's a flag on the play. We'll see what they call it. Backfield in motion, Ohio State. So it's first down and goal to go. It's still a first down, a minute and 35 seconds remaining. The clock has been stopped, of course, on the penalty. Out of the huddle, they come into a split T. Michigan is using a seven-man line, and here's that pass play. Davey Leggett is running with it, and he's caught, but he's going to throw that ball anyway. He does. He throws it to Harkrader, and Harkrader is out of bounds on the one-foot line. Oh, Davey Leggett was smeared back on the 25. Well, let's go over it again. The line of scrimmage was a 10. Davey Leggett faded back, and he was trying to uncover Dean Duggar over in the far left, but he couldn't uncover him. And then as he was boxed up on the 20, he reversed himself, came back to the 25, leaped in the air, and threw a blind pass. It was grabbed by Harkrader on the 8-yard line. He was knocked out on the 1. So we have a minute and 24 seconds. It's second down and 1 yard to go for Ohio State. Oh, what a lucky pass that was. The middle of that line is tough. He don't make it. He doesn't make it. Davey Leggett on a quarterback sneak. He did not make it. Now it's third down coming up for Ohio State. I don't know that Doc Sterling said the score would be 21-7. Well, it's 14-7 now. Third down, 54 seconds. There it is, Cassidy into the end zone. A touchdown for Ohio State. That was a beautiful handoff by Dave Leggett to Cassidy. Cassidy went through. You couldn't have stopped him that time. Leave you with the United States Army and the Navy together. Oh, he ducked his head and boom. 12 plays. Ohio State went 61 yards. So there it is. The roses for Ohio State. Congratulations, Buckeyes. A spotless season. There it is. You can call it now. 9 consecutive victories. Yes, sir. So it's the Rose Bowl, Pasadena, for the Scarlet and Gray. What a season. Thanks, every member of the Buckeyes. The game isn't over. 44 seconds remaining, but that just about locks it up. Ohio State 20, Michigan 7. Tad Weed is out there. Davey Leggett will hold. The lines are low. There's the pass. There's the boot. The ball's in the air, and it is good. It is good. It is good, and Ohio State leads Michigan by the score of 21-7. Well, I hope you folks won't think that that was too much enthusiasm, but in football, there's no use in sitting here and saying that the game is never over until the final crack of the gun. That hardly holds true, because with only 44 seconds, even if Michigan should run a touchdown, they would have to kick off to Ohio State, and I don't believe they would do what Ohio State did against Notre Dame back in 1935. Remember? The paper, there's a veritable snowstorm of paper here, and now all of the Ohio State gang are crowding down on the field. The band sees them coming, so the band is getting down to get on the gridiron side of the track, and believe me, they're getting ready to make Rose Bowl whoopee. And there's a paper snowstorm here at Ohio State. There's the kickoff. It's fumbled and down on the Michigan 37-yard line. First and 10 for Michigan on their own 37. Well, we've had a lot of long rides back from these ball games between Ohio State and Michigan, but finally it'll be a short ride. And this Ohio State team, a lot of football experts said Ohio State would finish 8th. Well, I'm proud that yours truly said way back last August that Ohio State had a tremendous football team. And here today, Bobby Watkins, their great halfback, was knocked out of play in the first few minutes. He did not come back. Dean Duggar was knocked out, their potential All-American in. But the Buckeyes of Ohio State, trailing by 7 points, they came on to beat this great Wolverine team, and the score at the moment is 21-7 in favor of Ohio State. Now we're ready to go. The play is stopped on the Ohio State 49-yard line with Kramer. Baldacci throwing to Kramer. So it'll be a first down for Michigan, first and 10. On the Ohio State 49-yard line. Michigan's running their plays fast. Here's a pass play. Fading back is Maddock. Now Maddock looking for somebody to throw to. He throws a long one down the field. Anybody can grab this. And it is no good on the 6-yard line. Kramer almost had a one-hand catch, but it is no good. There's a flag been dropped on the play. The flag has been dropped on the Ohio State 48-yard line. Ohio State had undefeated season in 1916, 1944, and now in 1954. That's since 1913 has a team won seven Big Ten games. That was a 15-yard penalty, defensive holding by Michigan, so the ball is set. You can hardly see the gridiron now with the program and a veritable snowstorm of paper down there on the field. Yes, they'll be carried off of this field, and they deserve every bit of it. All right, we're set to go. First down, 25 for Michigan. 16 seconds remaining. Here's the pass play. Fading back is Maddock, and he throws a long one. Ohio State intercepted on their own 25-yard line. Intercepted by Young. And there's 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's the crack of the gun. The ball game is over, and Ohio State is now the Western Conference champion, an undefeated season, and the University of Michigan boys are congratulating them, and the Ohio State boys on the bench have dashed off, and in just a few moments, they'll be grabbing Woody Hayes, and he'll get the ride of his life. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Western Conference champion, the Scarlet and Gray. I do want to say that Ohio State this afternoon, what happened to them, we don't know. But you can just bet truthfully that a lot of this 82,500 were wondering whether or not this would be another one of those years against the University of Michigan. The Ohio State line did not look magnificent by a long shot in that first half. There goes Woody Hayes. He's up on the shoulders of his stalwarts, and he's being carried. 82,500 fans, not very many of them, are leaving the stadium. They're here giving the Buckeyes a well-deserved hand. The cheerleaders are dashing out all over the field. The Ohio State band is whooping it up, and now this great crowd has ganged down on the cinder track. Believe me, it was an afternoon of football. The final score, Ohio State 21, Michigan 7.
Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.